This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1599. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded January 12th, Afghanistan, Algeria, Argentina, Australia, Bahamas, Brazil, Canada, China, Costa Rica, Czechia, France, Germany, Honduras, India, International Pirates, Iran, Kashmir, Korea North, Netherlands, Papua New Guinea, Poland, Russia, Sikkim, Sudan, Uganda, UK, USA, Venezuela, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Although, as we have reported frequently, there are other stations on 7200 besides Afghanistan, namely Sudan and Ethiopia. Here's a report from Chris Greenway in England about his log of National Radio of Afghanistan on January 7th and 8th. He did hear its English service from 1530 to 1600. Reception was much better on the second day. Before that, hams were very active. You never know when they'll be on the frequency, perhaps due to a contest. He says, I used LSB to avoid splatter from Voice of Russia in Persian on 7205. Afghanistan was already in progress with local music at TuneIn, 1525. The English service started at 1529 with an announcement that still mentioned the former frequency, 6100. So this is another station where the transmitter engineers and the studio presenters don't speak to each other. They're still using the same distinctive interval signal I remember from the 1970s, which is played between items. I wonder if someone kept the tape safe during the various civil wars and upheavals over the past 30-plus years, including the Taliban era, when interval signals were presumably banned, like all music. Or has it been re-recorded? He says on this date, no other broadcast signal was heard co-channel to 7200. But there was increased background noise, which could be Ethiopian white noise jamming. I've been hearing again the SSB relay of a Buenos Aires station, presumably for Army personnel in Antarctica, on 13363.5 lower sideband. It's more likely to be active on weekends in order to carry sports broadcasts, although I was hearing news from Radio Continental Saturday, January 7th at 2350, when it was very weak. Much better 24 hours later, UT Sunday, January 9th at midnight 2, with an ID at midnight 4. Radio Simban, the ethnic Greek station in New South Wales, Australia, is making it to Europe in the local evenings because it's on the air early in the local mornings. Reports to Shortwave Bulletin. Arne Nielsen in Sweden says it finally came through with a really good signal December 25th at 1830 UT. Greek music, but also a lot of talk after 1830, not as strong on December 26th, measured on 2368.462. Bjorn Fransson in Sweden rounds it off to 2368.5. He heard it December 26th as early as 1720 with Greek music and a lot of advertising. But what about Aussie Radio, another low-power, private Australian shortwave station? In the shortwave sites group, Ian Baxter, there in New South Wales, says readers of the new World Radio TV handbook note that Aussie Radio does not appear in its pages. At least he couldn't find it. But it disappeared from the airwaves last July and was still off the air at the end of the year. He says the station owner expected Aussie Radio to return by the end of 2011 from a new site, but this did not happen. Sadly, I have to report that a new shortwave transmission site still has not been secured, so it's very unlikely that Aussie Radio will return for at least 6 months, and maybe not for some time longer. So, its absence from the World Radio TV handbook appears completely justified. If I learn more in the future, I'll let you all know. That's the one which was sporadically active on 3210 and 5050. If you hear something on 1540 or 810 which you think might be ZNS in the Bahamas, Mike Cooper in Georgia says their website now offers live streams of ZNS-1 and ZNS-3 and even ZNS television. And schedules are posted for the first time for both radio and TV, including a genre for each program so you can easily identify when Rake and Scrape, Junkanoo and Goombay are broadcast. The website is ZNSBahamas.com. Last week I mentioned hearing Rádio Recorde in Brazil on 6150 around 23 UT when I was hoping to hear a somewhat more desirable DX catch, Radio Bayrak International, in Turkish Northern Cyprus. It seems Brazil is more likely to be heard in North America around that time. In fact, Terry Kruger in Florida monitored the frequency for about a week every evening, and he was only hearing the Brazilian. However, it does sign off before midnight UT, so you might have a chance at Cyprus if you listen just after Brazil goes off. The times it went off, he noted exactly, from January 5th through 10th. They were 23:45, 23:35, 23:39, not sure about January 8th, 23:23, 23:52. They play pop vocal music, some in English, some in Portuguese, and he recognized many of the titles. On the Internet radio mailing list, Rich Cuff in Pennsylvania reports that The Age of Persuasion, which has been one of our favorite series on CBC Radio 1, is back for a new season, except it's changing focus and changing its name to become Under the Influence, hosted by Terry O'Reilly. It started January 7th. Explained on the program website, advertising is no longer a loud one-way conversation, it's a delicate dialogue. The goal is no longer to triumph by weight, but to win by influence. It's scheduled across Canada 5 times on 2 days of the week, according to the time zone. Saturdays at 11:30 a.m. and Mondays also at 11:30 a.m. And also at several more different times on Sirius Channel 159, Rich says, I expect on-demand audio and podcast will be available. However, on altradionetworks.cbc, via Mike Cooper, Dan Say says, you will have to pay iTunes for the podcast from now on, idiots, and they promote the social flytrap of Facebook, but you should be able to view without making a pseudonym ID on this monster. Here's another extra frequency put out by the Sackville transmitter site. Last week we mentioned one on 5745, a leapfrog mixing product of two frequencies on the 49-meter band. And now we have a report of 5810 before 0529 UT with Radio Japan in English. Richard Parker in Pennsylvania heard that back on December 6th in the NASWA Journal. I finally figured out that it too is a leapfrog. The intentional frequency of Radio Japan via Sackville is 6110 at 05, but they're also running a relay of China in English on 5960. So one leaps over the other, another 150 kilohertz lower to land on 5810. See if you can hear it after WEWN closes down at 0500. Last week we mentioned that Firedrake jamming had been heard on medium wave 1098 kilohertz from China, blocking a Radio Free Asia relay via Taiwan. But there's another transmission from western China which is not jamming, and it's also been heard in North America, in IRCA Sylvano in Portneuf, Quebec, near Quebec City. Says he heard for the second time the megawatt transmitter as listed in Goldmood on 1098, January 8th at 2150 past 2214 UT. It's at a bearing of 11 degrees, so it's coming almost transpolar at a distance of over 10 megameters. He says the band was quiet enough, and with the help of the phaser, the noise floor was kept between minus 115 and 120 dBm, along with appropriate propagation I could hear again this Chinese station. And he's posted a couple of clips at his www.quebecdx.com. His antenna, a 1,500-foot terminated beverage aimed at 35 degrees. Via the media network blog, Bloomberg News reported January 6th that China is launching a 24-hour TV station in New York. It won't be branded CCTV, but instead Today China, distributed free using digital TV technology. The new channel will feature news and entertainment in English and Chinese with English subtitles. No, they don't explain exactly where it will be, but I suppose they will acquire rights to an available over-the-air DTV subchannel, selling out to the Chi-Com. While American broadcasts are not allowed on the air in China and likely to be jammed if they try to get in from the outside. The special DX test from Radio Republica via Costa Rica I mentioned last week was widely monitored thanks to all the advance publicity. January 7th into January 8th UT on 5954.27 approximately. Not only in North America, but in Europe. However, everyone seemed to find that the modulation was inadequate and there was lots of interference. We've rounded up most of the reports to appear in the new issue of DX Listening Digest, number 12-02, via worldofradio.org. A former employee of Radio Free Europe in Prague, she's from Croatia, has charged discrimination because American labor laws do not apply in the Czech Republic. It's a rather convoluted case, but there's a long article about it in the new DX Listening Digest. She's taking her case to the European Court of Justice. More about the sudden disappearance at the beginning of the year of English language broadcasts from Radio France International, as well as Spanish, and quite a bit of Portuguese and French also missing. In the following week, there's been a lot more monitoring about this. The Algerian relays also have been greatly curtailed, perhaps with only 1 hour remaining. Kai Ludwig suggests these abrupt reductions could be due to transmission contracts with TDF expiring at the end of last year. Jean-Michel Aubier links us to an article in French at radioactu.com, which Mike Cooper summarizes. TDF planned to cut 32 hours of shortwave as part of a new contract effective January 1st. It would involve the broadcast in French for the Congo DR, also in Portuguese and English for Africa, and in Spanish for Central America and Cuba. Also, the Meteo Marine broadcast, Mike says, has been cut. It had been at 11:33 UT, marine weather on 13640 via French Guiana, and direct on 17610. He found another article at cblue.fr about it being canceled. Lacking any updated schedule from RFI itself, Wolfgang Büschel, with the help of other monitors, has attempted to put together a correct new schedule of the broadcasts which remain, and that also is in DX Listening Digest 12-02. Despite RFI canceling all its English broadcasts on shortwave, it joins some other former shortwave broadcasters, such as Prague and Slovakia and Israel, in being preserved thanks to WRMI relaying WRN, including an hour of RFI in English, UT Tuesday through Saturday at 0500 on 9955. It seems there is one broadcast left in Portuguese. It's for Africa at 19 to 1930 on 5950 via South Africa. Tom Taylor reminds us that European Music Radio will be active on Sunday, January 15th via the low-power transmitter in Germany on 9480 at 09 to 10 UT, second half being a mailbox program. And furthermore, from 10 until 11, MV Baltic Radio will be testing on 9480. This transmission is not in normal AM, but USB plus carrier. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1599. Our thanks this week for financial support from Craig Christ in Virginia, who sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Some more reports of the sporadically heard and perhaps sporadically active only shortwave station in Honduras, Radio Luz y Vida. In the Nashville flash sheet, Mark Taylor in Wisconsin had it on January 6th at 11:26, ending a mellow song and then some religious talk. He says, the first time I've heard them in quite some time on 3250. And also reported by Jose Luis de Vicente in Colombia. In the Condish list, January 11th at 01:52, with a program called En La Canoa, Campesina music with a religious theme announcing birthdays of listeners in different towns. He confirmed what he was hearing by comparing it to their web stream at RadioLuzYVida1600.com. Ron Howard in California says, no doubt about it, January 10th was one of the best days for all India radio regionals on 60 meters to be heard on the California coast. AIR Mumbai at 1439, with about the strongest signal he's ever heard from them, on 4747.6, Leh, Kashmir, had the strongest open carrier heard so far, but very hard to make out any audio with interference from Bangladesh and China on 4750. 5040 had AIR Jaipur doing well with a speech in English at 1451, but Kolkata was off frequency on 4820.8, while Imphal was off the air between 1340 and 1440. On the same occasion, January 10th at 1453, Jim Young in California was hearing AIR Bhopal on exactly 4810 with an extremely strong signal, all as reported to the NASWA group. In the DX India group, the Joe's Jacob in India says, AIR Kingsway was heard January 8th at 10:15 on 9195. That's one of the transmitter sites near Delhi with the Urdu service instead of the scheduled frequency 9595. It must have been a punch-up error on the keypad. It was supposed to be on the air until 11:40. A reminder that the Global Pirate HF Weekend is scheduled for January 14th and 15th. The stations signing up and their schedules are to be published on January 13th. By the coordinator in Finland, the website to check is hkdxfigure2.blogspot.com. And he says one of the new stations already planning to be on is Free Radio Bulgaria. Although anything goes, the preferred frequency ranges are 21450 to 21550 and 14980 to 15100. Between 08 and 16 UT on Saturday, and also 22 to midnight UT. January 11th at 15:36, I was getting surprisingly good and non-fading reception from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in English on 15525. After the Quran, they were starting their news, but it suddenly dropped in signal strength drastically at 15:45. Making me wonder if they were aiming it our way by mistake at the beginning instead of toward South Asia. Should you hear a station around 3220 and wonder whether it's Papua New Guinea or North Korea at 1000 UT, in shortwave bulletin, Arne Nielsen in Sweden measured the frequency exactly, and Wolfgang Büschel pointed this out, on 3219.861, which matches previous measurements for North Korea. The Colombians and Venezuelans had a DX meeting in early January, and one of the guests was the head of the Spanish service at Radio Nederland, Wim Janssen, who brought them the bad news that the shortwave service to Latin American Spanish will be going off the air later this year. Still not clear whether the Bonaire station will remain, but it seems unlikely because they can't get enough business to justify keeping it on the air, as Andy Sennett explains further. He says, we had hoped that the planned closure of Greenville B would bring us extra business, but that was canceled at the last minute. The decision of the Dutch government to cut our budget by 70% from January 1st next year was announced on all our language services last summer, and the repercussions have been widely covered. We simply will have no budget to continue operating on shortwave at the current level. It's as simple as that. The salient point is that Radio Nederland is not closing down. We still will have about 100 people on the staff in Hilversum. All our transmissions in Dutch and Indonesian will end. Content we produce will be directed at countries where press freedom is restricted. That's what the Dutch government wants. For those countries, I assume shortwave will still be used. About 250 of our 350 staff in Hilversum will lose their jobs. He was explaining that to the ODXA group. And then in the Media Network blog on January 10th, another item, RNW management and unions sign a redundancy package. Three unions representing the employees sign the agreement that will apply during the reorganization taking place this year. RNW will in future focus exclusively on providing reliable and independent information to people in countries without a free press. That's what it says. So I'm wondering how they can justify cutting Spanish, considering that Cuba doesn't have a free press. Another 90-meter band frequency. You have to be careful to be sure which country you're hearing is 3325. Ron Howard in California reports, NBC Buka, Papua New Guinea, January 5th at 10:30 until 1200. When he tuned in, he was getting decent reception of RRI Palangkaraya, Indonesia. But there was a weaker station underneath. By 10:54, that one had improved, and he was hearing a country and western song in English. And then from 11:30 to 11:40, chatting in talk pidgin, pop songs and island songs, a PSA in English, frequencies and an ID as NBC Buka. It suddenly went downhill quickly at 11:55 and may have signed off at 1200. He says at times it was difficult to tell RRI and NBC apart, but it was great to hear them again. Well, there had been a number of unwarranted assumptions over the last few months that Buka was being heard when we think it was off the air and people were instead hearing Palangkaraya. Ron Hart also reports poor reception, but better than I've heard them in a long time, from NBC Manus, PNG, 3315, January 10th, at 13:44, till off at 14:03, also playing country and western pop and island music, and a DJ in talk pidgin, ID in English, at 14:02, national anthem before closing. Terry Palmersheim in Montana reports a very nice email from Kabua J. Momo, the broadcasting officer at Radio Fly PNG, with a nice multicolored printable PDF attachment for a September 18th follow-up report on 5960. Full details with the correct time and date. Steve Lehrer in Michigan also got a QSL, but this one was in the mail for a reception 19 months later. And Walt Salmaniv in British Columbia was inspired to email them again with a follow-up report with his MP3 file. He heard them last July and got a beautiful EQSL within 30 minutes. In communication of the British DX Club, Dave Kenny says he heard the director of Polish Radio External Service in an interview on their English broadcast New Year's Day saying the external service was moving away from shortwave and planning to launch a service on DAB in London via WRN later this year. Meanwhile, excellent reception on shortwave in English at 18 to 19 on 3955 via Skelton. Here's an intriguing NID from Shortwave Bulletin reported by Ola Bjurström in Sweden. On 4755.003, January 3rd at 1540, starting at 1400 and closing at 1600, often disturbed by utility and quite weak. The ID phonetically sounded like Radio Vengaruska Moscow. It ought to be a Russian, but I can't find any information about it. Playing Western-type music and closing with some string instrument music. Jim Young in California reports to NASA, All India Radio, Gangtok, Sikkim, on 4835. Not in our mornings, but in the evening. January 6th at midnight 53, the transmitter was on with a tone test. Until midnight 58, the All India Radio interval signal until 0100. Despite interference from WWCR, which came on adjacent 4840, 20 seconds before midnight 59. He then heard a choral singing group till 101, voice and announcements and ID from Sikkim, instrumental music, more brief announcements and music, and still heard past 0112, but fading rapidly. Ron Howard in California and I were pleased to find the Sudan radio service in English for a change instead of Arabish for an entire hour, Saturday, January 7th, from 15 to 16 on 17745, now transmitted from the UK. And they were announcing some changes in their complete schedule, but it was all rather confusing. We may at least hope that this is now a regular hour in English, at least on Saturdays. Via shortwave bulletin, Victor Gunatilika in Sri Lanka reports, Radio Dunamis, Uganda, reactivated. It had been off since the 8th of December, heard again January 4th from 1550 past 1620 on 4750. Mike Terry forwards an obituary from The Guardian of January 6th that Bob Holness has died at 83. He had a varied career, including a long association with the BBC. Until 1998, he presented the World Service Request Program, Anything Goes. Clara Lissenspreken forwards a press release from the Broadcasting Board of Governors that they'll hold another meeting Friday the 13th at headquarters in Washington to consider implementation of the agency's strategic plan and discuss the issue of signal interference of BBG broadcasts, among other things, and the meeting will be webcast, both live and on demand. It starts at 1900 UT, January 13th, www.bbg.gov. If you hear a middle C tone on 5085, it's WTWW testing its number 2 transmitter. George McClintock says there may be another of those several-hour tests hosted by Ted Randall Saturday afternoon and evening, January 14th, starting out on their other frequency, 9990, but unconfirmed at press time. After a seven-month pause, Hugo Chavez resumed his Alo Presidente Sunday talk show on TV, January 8th, also carried again by some Cuban frequencies on shortwave, heard between 18 and 1830, on 13750, 15370, 17750. Propagation outlook from Boulder issued January 10th. A&K indices mostly 5 and 2. Solar flux rising from 130 January 15th to 145 January 18th to 25th. And that's World of Radio 1599. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.